a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Pastor Howard Grenager from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Samantha Olson from Harrisburg.
Let us pray. Holy God, as we come to the end of another week of work in this place, we pray that what we have done has been acceptable in your sight. We ask for your continual gifts of wisdom as we continue to deal with issues that are challenging and often not easy or have clear answers. And as we come to make choices, help us to open our hearts and minds to the moving of your Spirit so that we might choose rightly. As we head for home this day, we ask for safe journeys for ourselves and for all who travel. We pray your blessing upon the people that we represent. We especially pray for those for whom economic challenges of this last year and the weather have brought hardship. And as we meet with those in our home communities, let our conversations be helpful and enlightening, and give us ears and open minds that we might better understand those with whom we will meet. Now guide us in what we will do this day. Watch over all those who serve our nation, especially those who are serving in dangerous parts of our world. And help us to be aware of your presence in all that we do. This we ask in your holy name. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jurstead, Klochek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turbeck, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President. The Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 23rd day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, we have some guests I'd like to recognize at this time. First, please join me in giving our thanks to the doctor of the day, Dr. Maria Bell from Sioux Falls. Here she is. Welcome and thank you, Dr. Bell. Also, we'd like to welcome and express our appreciation to the South Dakota Partners in Policymaking. The individuals in this group are from all corners of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program is in its 18th year. Welcome, Partners in Policymaking. Also in the rear of the gallery, Senators Merchant and Hunstead asked the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery the teen courts from across the state. They'll participate in the second annual teen court mock trial competition. Welcome. Also in the gallery, we have a number of members of the 4-H Council ambassadors from around South Dakota who have been shadowing legislators today. Would you stand and be recognized? 4-H ambassadors. Without objection, we're going to move to motions and resolutions to take up the Senate page resolution. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we'll take up the A Senate page resolution under motions and resolutions.
Senator Dempster moves that the Senate page resolution number 3 be adopted.
Is there a second? Remarks on that resolution? Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it does seem as though we barely meet these pages and their time of service is completed. And certainly have enjoyed having you help us as we work through our legislative endeavors. We hope that this has been a learning experience on your side, because it certainly has been beneficial to us, and we hope you're taking away some increased knowledge and appreciation for our democratic process in the United States, and we thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body. Well, on a personal note, I would not be afraid to have any one of you fill our chair someday. You're that good. This is one of the best group of pages that I've ever worked with. Mr. President, honorable members of the body, at the conclusion of every 2 weeks of the legislative session, we senators honor a group of senior high school students known as pages, who have diligently filed bills, filled coffee cups, ran errands, answered phones, and tried to find us legislators for committees and hundreds of other good deeds for the senators of South Dakota. We wish to thank you, each and every one of you, for the important work that you have done, for your time, your dedication, and your service to our state during this, our 85th legislative session. You are our future, a dynamic force to make South Dakota an even better place to live, raise a family, work, play, and even retire in. Thank you again for all that you have done to make our jobs easier. We are inspired by your enthusiasm and can-do attitude. Our challenge to you, as you leave these hallowed halls, set your goals high, follow your dreams, and live life to the fullest. You have made us all very, very proud. Thank you again for the opportunity to work with each and every one of you for the betterment of our great state. Thank you, Mr. President, honorable members of the body.
Thank you, Senator Klochek. Further remarks? Senator Ahlers.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. The last come from a promise that I made to these fine young people in the audience that you guys might not realize it, but for the last 3 years we've been playing a little game that helps them pay attention and learn the process, and it's called legislative catchphrase. So while some of this may seem pointless to you, it will mean something to them. While comparing you to the past pages would be like comparing apples to oranges, and while this speech may pose a quandary and perhaps heads down a slippery slope, as they always say, the devils are in the details. So, as promised, a speech entitled The Appropriate Response by a Legislator for the Opposite Party of the Opposite Side of the Issue. Author shall remain anonymous. The hour is now late, so I'll keep my comments briefly. We are truly treading on thin water. We can't turn back the calendar no matter how we cook the numbers. They are totally unique, and we are at a crux. I truly believe that those on the other side of the aisle have the purest of intentions and the best of interests of the citizens of South Dakota at heart in their mindset. But an ounce of prevention is worth its weight in gold. And at the end of the day, we must stay the course with the framework and not kill the golden cow. My colleagues, we have hit a key on the head, though, and we on the side of the aisle have paralleled some of the same thoughts, which are very unique. However, I must object to throwing out this warm and fuzzy red herring with the bathwater, which will send us down the slippery slope of life in a downward spiral to the road with less traveled to open up that Pandora's box of worms. This is just more straw that's bending the dead horse's back, and we should not saddle it upon one more time. We must keep our eye on the ball while our opponents hide it in their shirt with smoke screens and spin our wheels with this unmandated funding. Please reject this free bread and butter lunch pork smorgasbord of an amendment to create an unfunded mandate, which is arguably nothing more than the kettle calling the black pot and increases in the structural deficit. It is the nose under the camel's tent wagging the dog's tail. Everyone knows funding is a tight, and everybody is asking for a piece of that tightness. If funded, this measure will just be a big explosion out of the back end. While I applaud the supporters of this effort for bringing this essence of the gist of the concept to us, Let's pass a fair bill which gives the best bang for the buck. This concept, my esteemed opponents, are espousing is a bad bill because it quacks like a walking duck and should be flushed out before it has been brought to the legislature. This is a double-headed sword, and the dog won't hunt. Remember the structural deficit. I'm going to beat the drum once more, but we must have local control of tax reform on a level playing field during this fiscal year. Thank you, Pages, and we hope to see you back soon.
I believe those remarks were in support of the motion. And seeing none, the question before the body is Senate page resolution number 3, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 85th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Bradley Shehock, Lane Duvall, Aisling Gold, Lacey Hale, Cheyenne Kessler, Corey Kleinsasser, Tiffany Newman, Reagan Nielsen, Abigail Olfert, Samantha Olson, Daniel Velick, and Leah Weinbar. Whereas the above names served loyally as pages for the Senate of the 85th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 85th Senate expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life. Senate page resolution number 3 is the question. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Absolutely aye.
Ollers? Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Pass.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Pass.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim? Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jurstead?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Pass.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Trebek-Berry? Valley?
Aye.
Senator Brown? Senator Gant? Senator Olson? Senator Trebek-Berry? Berry? Senator Trebek-Berry? Mr. President, we have 33 ayes, 2 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The motion carries, and Senate page resolution 3 is adopted. Congratulations.
Mr. President,
Senator Adelstein,
just one very brief question and a personal privilege. How many of you up there in that list knew any of us when you were a little person and still like us? See?
We'll revert now to our regular order of business, and we'll resume at order of business 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 106 and 177 and House Bill 1010 and 1044 and recommends said bills do pass, and Senate Bill 120, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Gene M. Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 115 and House Bill 1043 and recommends said bills do pass, and House Bills 1028 and 1029 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 160, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Stanford Adelstein, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 102 and 186, which were amended, and recommends said bills do pass as amended, and Senate Bill 91, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Thomas Dempster, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports it has had under consideration House Bill 1100 and recommends said bill do pass and Senate Bill 80 and House Bills 1082 and 1090 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Jason M. Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Transportation respectfully reports has had under consideration 1042 and recommends said bill do pass, and House Bill 1035 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 147, which was amended, and recommends said bill do pass. Michael Valley, Chair.
Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I am signing them in your presence. House Bill 1034, an act to authorize the collection of a mailing fee if plates or decals are mailed to certain dealers, motor carrier applicants, and boat owners. House Bill 1045, an act to revise the definition of anabolic steroid to provide for the scheduling of tapentadol, lacosamide, and fospropofol as controlled substances and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1094, an act to subject the gross receipts of contractors engaged in realty improvement contracts for certain municipal utilities to the contractor's excise tax instead of the alternative contractor's excise tax and to declare an emergency. House Bill 1108, an act to revise the definition of general fund base percentage in the calculation of state aid to education. House Bill 1120, an act to revise certain provisions and assessments related to the South Dakota Oilseeds Council. And finally, House Bill 1190, an act to revise the high school course requirements and the requirements necessary to maintain eligibility for the South Dakota Opportunity Scholarship Program. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1055, 1105, 1110, 1132, 1188, 1252, 1264, and 1265, which have passed the House. And your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Senator Gerstad.
Personal privilege, please.
Yes, that's granted.
Mr. President, a short time ago you introduced the doctor of the day, Maria Bell, but I didn't get a chance to just give a little bit of personal information about Maria, and I thought the senators would like to know that she is from Aberdeen and probably the finest tennis player produced by Aberdeen, Ron Colley. I had the pleasure of recruiting her to play for me at Augustana, and she went to Nationals in her senior year, and now she's one of the finest surgeons and doctors in the South Dakota region and area. So, and a very special and dear friend. I just wanted to give a personal introduction.
Thank you very much, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator Maher.
Personal privilege.
Yes, sir, that's granted.
On the calendar today, we have Senate commemoration number 15 honoring the community of Dupree, South Dakota. And today with us, we have Donna Ray Pearson, the great-granddaughter of Fred Dupree's, and Jermaine Means, the great-granddaughter of the late Fred Dupree's. And Dupree was named after this gentleman, for he had saved the buffalo. He brought five calves from a very large herd and sold them to Scotty Phillip. And then they were later turned down in Custer State Park, and that is now where we have our state buffalo roundup. And these two ladies are with us today, and they came down for the Year of Reconciliation.
Please stand and be recognized. Welcome. Thank you, Senator. Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, a concurrent resolution strongly supporting influenza vaccination for health care workers who have direct patient contact.
Committee referral on HCR 2 is waived, and SCR 2 will be placed on the calendar of Monday, the 25th legislative day.
Senator Knutson moves that House Concurrent Resolution Number 1009 be deferred till Monday, February 22nd, the 25th legislative day.
Is there a second? Motion is Senator Knutson's motion that HCR 1009 be deferred until Monday. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Education on Senate Bill 105, as found on page 362 2 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on Senate Bill 136, as found on page 364 of the Senate Journal. Also, Judiciary on Senate Bill 149, as found on page 364 of the Senate Journal. Also, Education on Senate Bill 156, as found on page 362 of the Senate Journal. Also, Commerce on Senate Bill 169, as found on page 363 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. First reading of House bills and joint resolutions.
House Bill 1252, an act to revise certain provisions related to the payment in lieu of taxes for certain housing projects exempt from property taxation. House Bill 1188, an act to restrict the use of minor adjustments to school district boundaries and to revise the application process for minor boundary changes. House Bill 1105, an act to permit the record of a person's arrest to be expunged. House Bill 1110, an act to revise certain provisions relating to statutory rape. House Bill 1132, an act to provide for the referral and placement of certain individuals in need of intervention. House Bill 1265, an act to revise certain provisions related to indigent counsel. House Bill 1055, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the appointment of members to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. House Bill 1264, an act to provide for the issuance of free antlerless deer licenses to certain landowners and lessees.
For the benefit of those in the gallery, those House bills whose titles were just read by the Secretary have passed the House and are being referred to the Senate for their consideration. And the first step will be referral to a committee. Those bills are referred to the following committees: to Agriculture and Natural Resources, House Bills 1055 and 1264, to the Committee on Education, House Bill 1188, to the Committee on Judiciary, House Bills 1105, 1110, 1132, and 1265, and to the Committee on Taxation, House Bill 1252.
Senator Knutson moves that the remainder of today's calendar be deferred to Monday, February 22nd, the 25th legislative day.
Is there a second? Motion is to defer the balance of the calendar until Monday. Any remarks? Those in favor of deferral say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Merchant moved that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Have a good weekend.